Tune in every Saturday from 9 to 11 p.m. for Electronic Air. Electronic Air explores electronic music, IDM, ambient, house, and more. That's Electronic Air every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. here on KGNU.
Thank you. Hello everyone, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Mikey, and this is Under the Floorboards. And tonight I have two special guests in the studio with me. I've got two very good friends, Nicole Cobb and Amandine Prah. That last track you heard there was actually some soundtrack that I did for Nicole's recently finished film, Places, which you can't find in the world yet, but if you keep searching hard for Nicole Cobb in the world, you'll one day be able to find it, maybe in North Carolina. So thanks for coming in, Nicole. And Amandine's a friend of mine, got me into the experimental world, and she's going to be playing some stuff later tonight. So thanks for coming in, everyone. And I'm just curious, like, if you have anything you wanted to say about Places now that you're here.
Oh, well, I guess I would just like to say that it was really a fun project to work on. And as you heard from that little sample there, Mikey did some really cool and interesting sounds. So if you liked anything you heard, definitely keep your ears peeled for more.
Yeah, there will one day be some Places out there. But for now, you'll just have to keep asking us. And this is Under the Floorboards. We're going to play some experimental, some improvisatory, sometimes composed music. And I'm going to lay off tonight because we're going to let my friends play most of the stuff. So we're going to go into some tracks that Nicole picked, two tracks. And do you want to introduce it, or you just want to get right into it?
Let's just go for it.
All right, cool. This is KGNU, Under the Floorboards. Have a good night, everyone.
Hello there. So you just heard the first track was by Throbbing Gristle, 20 Jazz Funk Greats. And then that last track that you just heard was one from Tortoise called Swung from the Gutters. I really like that track. It feels like very one with the nighttime. I always like to drive around to that one late at night, so it seemed like a good way to come out.
And Nicole's from Texas, so she did a lot of good driving around the Texas Hill Country, which is actually sometimes similar to what you might get in Colorado.
Yeah, very so, true.
Yeah, so thanks for playing those tracks. We're going to hear more tracks from Nicole in a bit. We're actually trading off now to Amandine Pra, who's in the studio with us. Hello, Amandine.
Good evening.
And Amandine was a big influence to me, got me playing with, got me improvising more, got me into more experimental music. And she also helped produce some music in my band, The Sweet Boys, that I played earlier in this season under the floorboards. And we're going to hear something that you recorded, correct, Amandine?
Indeed. So it's Trespassing by two jazz pianists, Andy Milne from Canada and Benoît Delbecq from France. And it's on an album called Where's Panonica that I produced at the Banff Center in Alberta. So today I was hiking in Colorado and I thought that reminded me Banff a lot. So let's go.
So we'll bring back the Rocky Mountains. Let's do this. So there we have it. That was Trespassing by Andy Mean and Benoît Delbecq. And Amandine, I have a question for you. I know that there's some interesting compositional stuff going on in the structure of the recording of that song. I know there's a... Well, could you tell me about what's going on with the recording?
Sure. So Trespassing was the last track of the record with Panonica. And it's actually just an edit of improvisations. So Andy Milne and Benoît Delbecq told me, just do whatever you want with it. So I had about 25 minutes of improv that I narrowed down to 3 minutes.
To 3 minutes, yeah. That's a pretty good ratio of what gets kept to what gets compressed.
Yeah, indeed.
But yeah, so that idea of taking an improv and composing with that is a big theme for you, a big theme for the way you do things, and it's exciting for me too. And it's we'll be playing a few more things that kind of have those concepts. We can bring it back to Nicole's film Places for the audio for that one. I was inspired a little bit by Amandine to do a similar thing, just the jamming and editing together. So if you like that kind of stuff, you can see Places by Nicole Cobb, and you can listen to more of what you're currently listening to under the floorboards. And are there similar aspects of going on in this next track we're about to play, this Malamute?
Yes, indeed. So the next track is called Stray by Malamute, and Malamute includes Jim Black, who composed, played drums and sampler, and is Elias Temeseder on keyboards, who is from Austria, Chris Dordini on electronic bass, and Oscar Gustafsson from Iceland, who played tenor saxophone. And indeed, for this track, that's also some improvisation, especially the last bass solo that I edited on another track. And Jim Black edited the sax part on a take that didn't have sax. So, yeah, it's a big puzzle, pretty much.
It's a kind of a live recorded Frankenstein, so kind to speak. Of. Yeah, cool. So we'll hear this is Stray by Malamute.
Thank you. I'm watching out of my ear. When the fog goes up, I'm like a river's ear, hearing but not understanding, seeing the cloud but not the sky. He came inside, he gets on his bicycle and goes. He can't go out. The light brings him. I'm lying. But much more inside, I'm like you, but more to myself. I'm like you, but much more inside, I'm like him. But more to myself. You
just heard Tower of Meaning, Rabbit's Ear, Home Away from Home by Arthur Russell. And before that, you heard Celosia by Fersoxa, both of which were brought in by my really good friend, Nicole Cobb. And both of which have I thought between the two of those songs, there was a wonderful thread of, I don't know, both vocalists in the song, they have a sort of mystical power. So I loved the thread going through that. I was curious what made you think to bring these two ones in particular?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first thing that sort of brought me to these particular songs is kind of the thread that's been running through the show the whole evening of just improvisation or incorporating sort of abstract sounds into more, you know, structured songs. And the first song you heard by Fersoxa, I think, is just a really, truly beautiful song that has kind of like the spirit of the West with, you know, some more classic vocal styles and some really, again, kind of nighttime sounds that I thought fit well. And then the second track by Arthur Russell is one of my favorite songs of all time, and I really couldn't recommend his music enough. He's a really beautiful cellist and songwriter of all types. Like, that was obviously a more sort of simplistic, straightforward song, but he writes disco songs, he writes pop songs, folk songs, everything. He's really a very inspirational musician for me, so I was happy to get to share one of his tracks tonight.
Yeah, it's important to keep the late, great Arthur Russell out there for everyone. And anyway, we're going to move right along into this next band is Camisetas, a French band. Amandine, being French, brought them to us, which was a great contribution out here in Boulder. And well, maybe we'll have to say something after. We're going to get right into this because we have a certain time frame we're trying to keep here. Anyway, this is House of the Sleeping Dwarfs by Camisetas.
Thank you.
I'm speechless. What can you even say?
Yeah, so this album, Camisetas, it's released on Chief Inspector, which is a French record label that is not distributed in the States, unfortunately. But I check on Google and you can get it on eBay if you really want to. So, and Jim Black was on drums, so it's French musicians, but with Jim Black on drums.
Bring some of the American extreme energy. I mean, they've got all the extreme energy they need. That vocalist is
yeah, Médéric Collignon, that's his name. And he's pretty big in France. He's kind of famous in the jazz world.
That's awesome. So this next song is, I'm so fortunate, we're all fortunate that Amandine showed us this next group. It's her obsession as of recent. Super Silent is the group. You saw them at Big Ears in North Carolina. You've been obsessed with them for the past few weeks.
Indeed.
You showed us. We drove through Estes Park and listened to Super Silent. And now, if you're driving through Estes Park, you too can listen to Super Silent. This is 6.1 by Super Silent. We're going to finish off the night with this. Have a good night, everyone. This is KGNU, Under the Floorboards.
that brings us to an end of another Under the Floorboards. Thanks to Mikey and his crew. That was a lot of fun. Now it's time for Sleepless Nights, the show that, well, anything's possible, and it always is. Going to start out with a song by Latimira. Latimira is a Slavic shamaness. We're going to hear her song and some interviews that I conducted with her at the KGNU studios recently. Also, we have live in the studio Brian Kummer. He's come down here, and he's part of the organization, and he's going to help tell us what the shamanist tradition is all about. Here is Shamaness Latimira. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb.
Чтобы не погасла, эй, гори, гори.
Чтобы не